This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening and welcome to Southwestern High School at the junction of Route 16 and 111. And tonight, the Litchfield Purple Panthers come a-calling for a South Central Conference affair with the host team, the Southwestern Piesaw Birds. My name is Gary Volker, and along with Tom Williams, we'll be bringing you the sounds of tonight's game. Tom's back to the studio, turning the dials, making sure all the sounds come your way. And we hope to have an exciting high school basketball game here tonight between two teams which in the early season have seen their fortunes going separate ways. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers, they come into tonight's game with a record of 5-1 overall. They're 1-0 in conference play. They had a good trip down to the Metro East Lutheran Tournament earlier this season around the Thanksgiving holiday. They finished third there with three wins and one loss in that tournament as they beat Roxana. Dupo and Lovejoy were defeated by Staunton 44-41 for their only loss in the tournament. Then they turned around last Tuesday and defeated Wood River 60-35 for their first conference victory of the season. And then last Friday night, they turned the tables on the Staunton Bulldogs, got some revenge for that earlier season defeat as they defeated the Bulldogs 52-45. And so the Litchfield Purple Panthers come into tonight's game with a four-game win streak. On the other hand, the Piesaw Birds, they've had some difficult times, lost four in a row, three of those at the Lebanon Tournament. Finally, last Saturday, they defeated Freeburg in the seventh-place game, 59-48. So the Piesaw Birds, with a one-game winning streak under their belt, they are 1-4 entering tonight's game. We're going to break for the national anthem, and as we do, we'll take a break for these messages.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
JF Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanshiles.com.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernstein. It's a beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnarvonville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernstein for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnarvonville.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tom Williams, our producer tonight. I'm Gary Volker up here on the south balcony at Piesaw as we're getting ready for the starting lineups. As we said, the Litchfield Purple Panthers with Coach Andy Kassebaum, they come in with a 5-1 record, 1-0 in South Central Conference play. A bit of a young lineup tonight as he'll start one senior, three juniors, and a freshman. Looking at the starting lineup, a 5'11 junior, T.J. Stokes. A 6'2 junior, Mitch Wilkinson. A 6'1 freshman, Alex Hull. A 6'3 senior, Craig John. And a 6'3 junior, Dale Valentine. So they have some big size there, and Valentine and Johns, as well as an outstanding freshman, Alex Hull. And, of course, we know about Mitch Wilkinson and his football prowess. Well, he's going to bring it on the basketball floor as well tonight. Andy Kassebaum doesn't rebuild, just reloads with the Purple Panthers at Litchfield. As we said, they're coming off of a 52-45 victory at Staunton Friday night. Their next game up will be hosting Pena on Friday night. That'll be a live game on FM 106. But first things first, they're wanting to see if tonight they can extend their four-game win streak and make it five in a row and see if they can't make that overall record for the season, 6-1, looking for their second win in conference play. For the Piesaw Birds of Coach Jason Darr, they come into tonight's game with a 1-4 record. As we said, their four losses have not been close games. They've lost by an average of 20-plus points per game. However, they are coming off their first win of the season, a 59-48 victory over Freeburg at the Lebanon tournament, where they captured the seventh-place honors there. Starting lineups for the Piesaw Birds of Coach Jason Darr, a 5'8 senior, Ricky Sosa, a 5'9 senior, Noah Hunt, a 6-foot junior, Michael Hoxie, a 6'1 sophomore, Chris Catlett, and a 6'3 junior, Chris Springman. So for the Piesaw Birds, it'll be Sosa and Hunt, Hoxie and Catlett, and Springman. For the Purple Panthers of Litchfield, Stokes and Wilkinson, Hull and Johns, and Valentine. Both teams getting their final instructions from the sidelines, and now they head out onto the floor. The Purple Panthers decked out in their purple uniforms with white trimmings, and yes, white numerals, thank you very much. The old uniforms, which the JV is now wearing, were black uniforms with purple numbers, very difficult to see. Piesaw Birds, white over white, as that is going to be the rule in the IHSA here in the next couple of years. They have yellow numerals with green trim, and the Purple Panthers control the tip. They will be going from our left to our right, or to the east basket as we start. Lead lob into the middle to Valentine. He spins and shoots off the glass. No good. And coming down with the rebound for the Piesaw Birds is Hoxie. He'll swing it back inside. They'll take it in quickly to Springman. And Chris Springman comes up with the first point of the night for the Piesaw Birds as they open up an early 2-0 lead. Purple Panthers come back patiently, working against the zone defense of the Piesaw Birds, who come out and go around the wing to Stokes. He'll go down in the corner, bring it back up top to Valentine. He'll spot it for three. Bottom of the net. Just like that, Dale Valentine nails a three, and the Purple Panthers take the lead, and they'll go into a 2-2-1 three-quarter court trap. Piesaw Birds very patient, trying to get it across mid-court. They still haven't gotten across the line. Now finally they do as they get the pass into Springman. Back up top to Hunt. Over on the left wing, he'll give it to Hoxie. Hoxie picks up his dribble, now goes down in the corner to Sosa. Sosa swings it back around to Hunt over on the right side. Springman shuffles through to the low post on the far side. Nothing there, so he'll back away. Now he'll come flash across again, get the ball off the glass. No good. Valentine comes up with a rebound for the Purple Panthers. Just underway here, 3-2, Litchfield with the early lead. We've played a minute and a half. Stokes on the dribble. Over on the wing, he'll give it to Wilkinson. Wilkinson looking inside, finds Valentine for a 15-footer. No good. Tip up, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Piesaw Birds comes down with it as Sosa comes out on the dribble, on the fly. He'll go across midcourt, throw it to Hunt. It's a high pass. Hunt's able to corral it, but then as he tries to throw it back, it's taken away by Hull. Hull leads it to Stokes. Stokes loses the handle. It almost goes out of bounds. He saves it and gives it off to John. John brings it back over to Hull. Now back up top to Stokes. Stokes between the circles, going to set the offense up. Over on the right wing, he'll go to Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the ball over his head, looks inside. Instead, he'll swing it back up top to John. They'll swing it around to Stokes, the opposite side. A long NBA three comes up a little bit short. Hunt comes up with the rebound for the green and the gold. Quickly, they go down the floor on the far side. Hoxie with a drive from the baseline right. His shot is rejected, gets his own rebound, kicks it back out. Birds will reset, as it'll be Sosa doing the honors at the top of the key. Double pick, one on each side. Sosa goes right, fires off the glass, no good. However, the Piesaw Birds come up with a rebound as Catlett goes to the basket, and as he does, he shuffles those feet. Traveling is the call. Turnover on the Piesaw Birds, they're first. And Litchfield gives the ball back, still 3-2. Purple Panthers with the lead and the ball. Stokes off to Hull. Hull, the 6-1 freshman, over on the left wing. Gets it into Johns. Johns goes low, finds Wilkinson. Back to Johns. Johns shots up and no good. Springman comes up with a rebound. Piesaw Birds heading back to the west basket, or right to left as we look down upon the score of the game. Hoxie with the ball. They'll go around the perimeter against the 2-1-2 zone of the Purple Panthers. Back up top to Hunt. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll give it to Hunt, to Sosa in the corner for three, and he gets bottom of the net. So we've had two threes, one each way, and it's 5-2 Southwestern. Approaching the halfway mark of quarter number one. Hall with the ball over on the left side. Goes baseline to Wilkinson. He thought about driving that baseline. Instead, he pulls it back out, swings it back around. Stokes takes it over to the right side, looking now for Johns coming across the baseline, looking inside for Wilkinson. Nice lead pass, lob to the glass, to the hole. Wilkinson with his first 2 points of the game, and that makes it 5-5. Once again, the 2-2-1 pressure of the Purple Panthers, giving the Pinesaw Birds a little bit of problem here. They finally get the ball across midcourt. Hoxie kicks it back out. He'll give it off to Catlett. Catlett drives the lane, little semi-hook, gets it blocked. Valentine comes away with it. 3:50 on the first quarter clock, 5-5. Litchfield with the ball. Hall feeds Valentine on the low post. His shot goes across the rim and out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Wilkinson. Nope, they're going to say last touch by the Pinesaw Birds. So Wilkinson will do the honors and inbound from underneath his own basket. He'll slap that ball. They'll run the box offense, give it in to Valentine. Off the glass and good. Simple. Give the ball to the big boy and let him put it off the glass and in. Valentine has 7-5. Now here comes a steal by Wilkinson. He'll go coast to coast and gets the most. His two-pointer makes it quickly 9-5. And just like that, Jason Darr wants a 30-second timeout. As he takes a quick break, we will too. .326 showing on the first quarter clock. 9-5 is the early lead for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. A nice steal by Wilkinson, resulting in an easy two. Mitch has 4 points. Valentine has 5 for the Purple Panthers, who lead here 9-5. I want to remind you that immediately following this game, we'll take you to Lincolnwood High School, where Terry Tolt will bring you the play-by-play of Hillsboro and Lincolnwood. That game taking place in the village of Raymond tonight. And, of course, tomorrow night, the Fighting Illini are on as they will host Oakland University. That comes your way live at 6:30 on WSMI FM 106. Friday night, another doubleheader. We'll talk about that later as we're back to live action. And the Hoxie almost takes the head off one of the Litchfield cheerleaders as he fires that one high and went right over her head, hit the wall. She's kind of catching her breath, and her dad saying, thank goodness it didn't hit you in the face. It would have broke your glasses. Purple Panthers get the ball back as the Pinesaw Birds have committed 3 turnovers here in the early going and trail by 4. Into the corner it goes to Johns. He'll take one dribble, pick up his dribble. He'll throw the long high pass to Stokes. TJ has to leap high to corral that one. Now he'll bring it in on the dribble to the free throw line. He's over on the left wing. Now he'll swing it back the opposite way as it's Wilkinson now on the right side of the free throw line extended. Down in the right corner it goes to Valentine. Looking inside, now a nice lead lob pass there to Johns, and Johns says, thank you very much. He puts the deposit as the bank was open, and that makes it 11-5 Litchfield. Nice pass from Valentine, and Johns converts the easy 2, and the lead is 6 for the Purple Panthers. Now Hoxie in a double team as he tries to dribble through it. He forgot that he'd already picked up his dribble once, so that's double dribble. Turnover number 4 on the Pinesaw Birds, 4 points. For 5 points, 4 turnovers for the Pinesaw Birds. Not a good combination here at the 2:30 mark of quarter number 1. The bounce pass is going to be deflected by Catlett, go out of bounds, and so it'll still be Purple Panther ball. Mitch Wilkinson will be the trigger man underneath the basket. He'll have Johns on one block, Valentine on the other. Johns flashes up, comes back off the glass, and good. Craig Johns with a nice soft touch there in the middle gives him 4 points on the night, makes it 13-5, 8-point lead for the Purple Panthers as we approach the 2-minute mark of quarter number 1. Inside they'll go to Sosa, Sosa to Springman, Springman with a reverse layup, not going to go, but foul called on the play as the whistles are a-blowing and the Birds are going to go to the free throw line as Dale Valentine will pick up his first. Springman with a field goal. Looking for the free throws here. As he eyes it, he tries it. He can't buy it as he comes up short on the first one. He'll get one more at the 2:09 mark. The Litchfield lead is 8. Springham again eyes it. Again, he tries it. And this time, he buys it. 3 points on the night for Chris Springman. 13-6 is the Panther lead. Now the Pinesaw Birds coming out with a little 2-2-1 pressure. And Litchfield taking their time, getting the ball across midcourt to Johns. As Johns tries to cut down the lane, it's going to be a foul called against the Pinesaw Birds, and this will go against Noah Hunt. Noah, the 5'9 senior, got caught on the reach-in. It'll be his first, team's first. Wilkinson will inbound it to Stokes in the corner. Stokes being guarded by Sosa. He'll dribble back out front. Now he'll stop and pop for three. Bottom of the net. TJ says, just as you thought, he was just dribbling away from trouble. He turns, squares, hits a three. Two threes on the night for the Purple Panthers, and the lead is 10. 16-6, turnover, Piasaw Birds. Back the other way comes Wilkinson. Up, no good, fighting for the rebound. Finally, it's brought down by Hoxie. Nope, excuse me, that's Catlett. Chris Catlett, the 6'1 sophomore, comes up with a rebound there. The Piasaw Birds head back down the floor. 1-2-3 showing on the clock. Hoxie goes to the inside, and then as he tries to dish off, the pass is intercepted by the freshman, Alex Hull. Back come the Purple Panthers, leading by 10. They'll pull it out. Hull out top on the left side. Swings it in low to Valentine. He makes the spin move and then tries to make another. As he makes the second one, he gets caught for steps. Turnover number one on Litchfield. Substitution in the game for the Faisal Birds, 5'8 sophomore Jacob Segrist in the ballgame. Segrist in there with Hunt along with Sosa. And Springman's over there and Catlett down on the corner. Catlett's wide open, but they can't see him as the pressure on the ball keeps him being able to see the opposite side. Hunt's going to fire up a long three. No good. Catlett gets the rebound, and the putback is good. Chris Catlett said, well, if you can't find me in the corner, I'll go get the errant shot and put it back in. He has two. Birds have eight. They trail by eight. Nope. They trail by 11 as coming up with a three-pointer is Mitch Wilkinson as he drained the bottom of the net. He picks up his seventh point of the ballgame. Now as we go back the other way, it's going to be Wilkinson called for a reach-in foul as he leaped up, got a little bit too aggressive. And they'll bring into the ballgame Adam Donahoe, as Donahoe will replace Alex Hull in the Panther lineup. Into the final 30 seconds to go. Sosa picks up his dribble, or Segrist picks up his dribble, gives it to Hunt. Now back to Segrist at the head of the key. He'll drive right. 15-footer stops, pops, and it drops. Jacob Segrist with a nice fadeaway jump shot with 15 seconds to go. Makes it a 19-10 count. Purple Panthers by nine. They'll work for the final shot here. Long pass down inside to Johns. Johns gives it to Valentine. His shot won't go. As the putback is blocked, the ball goes out of bounds, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter with Litchfield on top of Southwestern, 19-10, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, like saving for the future. Bank and Trust Company has a variety of ways to help you plan for the financial road ahead, including savings accounts, IRAs, and CDs. Just ask which options are best for you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
At Westin Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At Westin, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at Westin Food Mart in Raymond.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Second quarter action underway. Piasaw Birds get the ball to start the quarter. Segrist almost loses it out between the circles. Now he gets the ball inside. Catlett has his shot blocked. Big guy there, Dale Valentine, goes up, gets a piece of it cleanly, and then comes down with a loose ball. And so the Purple Panthers, leading 19-10, will head back the other way. Into the corner, they'll go to John. John's with a nice pass up top to Valentine down low, and Valentine gets the easy two, gives Dale 7 points, as that was an uncontested layup off the block. And I think Coach Darr is going to see if he gets more beef in there as he's looking for Ryan Casting to see if he can come in and help him out with some interior defense there. Good hustle on the defense by Mitch Wilkinson. As the ball goes out of bounds, it'll still be Piasaw Birds' ball. Springman will have a seat. As we said, Casting enters the lineup. for SWHS. Inbounds pass to Segris. Jacob, the 5'8 sophomore, facing a double team, brings it across midcourt, gives it off to Sosa. He tries to pass it back, and Adam Donahoe, the 5'11 senior who entered the game, kicks the ball out of bounds. It'll still be Piesaw Bird ball. Adam with a kick save there. Piesaw Birds will inbound as Catlett will get it into Segris. They'll swing it around to Hunt, still trying to get it across the midcourt line. Finally, they do. Over on the left wing, it goes to Sosa. He's trying to dribble in against the double team. Not much going on there. Hunt with a jump stop. Looks like he could have been called for travel. Got away with it. Catlett trying to flag across the post. Now on the other side, Casting trying to do the same. Hunt goes baseline. Looks like he had a baseline layup, but he ran out of bounds. Noah Hunt guilty of the turnover. Seventh miscue of the evening for the Piesaw Birds. 21-10 is the Litchfield lead as the Purple Panthers have the ball facing a 2-2-1 press by the Piesaw Birds. Long lead lob pass for Valentine, and he and Casting crash into each other going for the ball. And could be pass interference, but instead it's going to go against Ryan Casting. It'll be his first. As it looks like Stokes will come back into the ballgame, replacing Donahoe for Coach Andy Kassebaum. 6:38 till halftime, 21-10 Litchfield. They have the lead. They have the ball. Stokes on the drive has it taken away as Segris comes away with a steal. Second miscue of the night for Litchfield, but they come right back at the other end and collect the errant pass and take it away from the Piesaw Birds. Inside they'll go to Valentine. He's having trouble there as Casting had a hand in his face, and Valentine had trouble handling the ball. It'll go down as turnover number three. Tim Osborne will replace Craig John in the Litchfield lineup. That's three turnovers against Litchfield, eight turnovers against the Piesaw Birds. Make it nine, as that was an unforced error that simply went out of bounds. Catlett couldn't catch up with it. 6:17 to go till halftime. Litchfield up by 11. Stokes with the ball. Sosa and Segris on top of the 2-2-1. Lead pass to Wilkinson, into the corner to Valentine. They'll swing it back around to the other side. It goes to Osborne. Now Wilkinson flashes to the high post. He'll get the pass there, kick it in the corner to Valentine. Caught about a three. Instead, he'll go with a nice bounce pass there to Osborne. Osborne is going to kick it back outside as he'll dish it off to Hull. Hull's three-pointer comes up short. The Piesaw Birds come away with the ball. Sigurd's going to go right down the lane, then feeds Casting a beautiful pass, and Casting's shot rolls off the rim. But what a nice feed that time by Segris as he took the ball through the hole, and just as the defense came to him, he had the little dish to Casting, and Casting was maybe too wide open there as he rolled that one off the rim. Now we go the other way, and Stokes is going to be called for the charge as he tries to knife through, and that time it was Catlett who was holding his ground and picks up the charge. So the foul on Stokes will be his first. It'll be three on the Purple Panthers. And that offensive foul will also go down as a turnover, the fourth of the night for the purple and the white. And the green and the gold have the ball. To Hunt. It goes across midcourt. He picks up his dribble, gives it off to Sosa at the head of the key. Back to Hunt for a long three. Nope. Casting fighting for the rebound. He and Wilkinson going round and round, but Casting comes away with it as he is able to get the foot back to go in for his first 2 points of the night. Now back the other way, they go quickly to Wilkinson, and Wilkinson responds with his ninth point of the night. So 23-12 is our score now. As the Piesaw Birds again toss the ball away. 10 turnovers on the Piesaw Birds, and they'll send Nick Bowman, a 5'10 junior, into the lineup, replacing Jacob Segris. On the dribble, Stokes brings it across midcourt. 4:50 till halftime. Over on the wing, it'll go to Wilkinson. Wilkinson's going to skip pass to Hull. Hull working against Hunt. Into the corner, he'll dish it off. And it'll go from Osborne into Valentine. Valentine being guarded by Casting in there, so he'll kick it back up top to Stokes. Stokes with a bounce pass. Casting got a hand on it. Valentine's able to corral it. Dishes it off to Wilkinson. Baseline jumper, no good. Valentine fighting for the rebound. The big boy goes up strong and gets the shot to drop. Nice touch there by the big boy, the 6'3 junior Dale Valentine, as he now has 9 points in the game, and the Piesaw Birds turn it over again. That's 11 turnovers on SHS. Back the other way come the Purple Panthers. And quickly, it's Tim Osborne who gets the entry pass, turns squares from 11, and makes the shot drop. They've scored 8 in the quarter. The Paisaw Birds have scored but 2. Coach Darr wants another timeout. He'll take a 60-second break. We will, too.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or DuraSupreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Welcome back to Southwestern High School. We're halfway through quarter number 2, and thus far, it's been a Purple Panther night tonight as they lead 27-12, a 15-point cushion over the Paisaw Birds. Southwestern bringing the ball down. Sosa takes from the corner to Bowman. He'll spot up for 3. Bottom of the net. The 5'10 junior, Nick Bowman, drains a tray, and it's 27-15. Birds back to within a dozen. As Stokes will bring it, ball down on the dribble. He'll give it off to Johns. Johns is going to try a roll move against Bowman. That doesn't work, so he picks up his dribble. Now he passes it to the feet of Tim Osborne. Osborne recovers, kicks it over to Stokes. On the free throw line, extended over on the left side. Stokes is going to bring it up on the dribble. Just entering the game was Ian Robinson of the last break. Stokes is going to kick it instead over on the other corner. He'll give it off to Hull. His shot, no good. Robinson with the rebound. Bowman's on his back. Bowman's going to get the foul, and the free throw is going to go to Ian Robinson, the 5'11 junior. He's going to step to the free throw line. If he can't make a pair here, 44, Isaac, 44, tries it, 44, can't buy it. Valentine comes back into the ball game as he's had a break, and he'll replace Osborne, the 6'2 junior. Robinson will get ready for his second. He eyes it. He tries it. Nope, can't buy it. And Valentine's going to get caught on the reach over as Hunt was in the number one hole down there, and Valentine thought he'd get over him clearly. Well, he perhaps could, but he nudged into him. Hunt held his ground. Valentine picked up his second foul. Four fouls, on the Purple Panthers here in the first half. Paisaw Birds trailing by a dozen, bringing the ball down cautiously against that pressure defense of the Purple Panthers. Hunt gets the ball off to Hoxie. Hoxie inside to Bowman, and Bowman off the glass, but give Hoxie credit for an outstanding diagonal pass, a little bounce pass across the lane. Bowman catches it, goes up straight, goes up quickly, gets his fifth point of the evening. 27-17, the Paisaw Birds have drawn back within 10 as the Purple Panthers will get the ball out to Alex Hall at the top. Over to Stokes on the right wing for 3. Comes up short, but he chases down his own rebound, tries to do the swing pass inside. Instead, he throws it right into the hands of Hoxie, who's come up with some nice plays offensively and defensively here the last couple trips. Skip pass to Hunt over on the right wing. Now he'll go back up top to Sosa. Sosa back over to Hunt. He'll spot up for a 3, comes up short, and Robinson comes away with the rebound. Kicks it out to Stokes. Stokes leads the three-man attack, and instead they'll slow down. Kick the long pass across to the far side to Hull. His shot won't go. Once again, there's Hoxie with a rebound. Hoxie weaving his way through the lane. Robinson stands his ground, and Hoxie runs right over him. I'll tell you what, Ian Robinson is not an easy guy to run over, as Ian did a super job there of realizing he's coming down the lane out of control. I'll hold my ground. Hoxie will pick up the foul. His first, Bird's fourth. Alex Hull will get a rest as Adam Donahoe comes back into the Purple Panther lineup. They'll take their time, 1:45 and counting as they inbound. I saw Birds showing a little token pressure. Now they'll swing the pass in to Wilkinson. Wilkinson finds Robinson. Robinson's shot won't go. Johns, however, gets the rebound, rolls it around, and it goes down. Craig Johns has 6, 29-17. It's a 12-point lead for the Purple Panthers. 1-2-3 shown on the second quarter clock. Sosa and Hunt, they'll swing it in the middle to Hoxie. Hoxie's going to drive the lane. This time he'll go to the left side, swings right around the defender, and Michael Hoxie with a nice left-handed scoop layup gives him his first 2 points of the game. Back the other way, Wilkinson thought about a three. As the Purple Panthers have spread things out a little bit, now they'll reset, put Johns at one low post. Now they'll swing Robinson across from the baseline to the corner. Back to Wilkinson. Wilkinson thought about a three. Now he'll drive to the corner. He wants to try to turn the corner. Cannot do. So he'll give it off to Johns. Johns going round and round. He's in the lane. Didn't have a shot. And when he picked up his dribble and spun the second time, they called 3 seconds on Craig Johns. Sixth turnover of the evening for Litchfield. Paisaw Birds have committed 11. End of the final 40 seconds we go, 29-19, Litchfield by 10. Sosa going through a triple team, stops and pops on the free throw line, comes up short, gets his own rebound, kicks it back out to Hunt, who kicks it over to Hoxie on the other side. Hoxie looks inside, nothing there. Casting flashes, but it's not there. To the corner, they'll go to Sosa. Sosa looking for Bowman coming across. Instead, he'll go back up top to the wing to Hoxie. We're down inside 20 seconds. Hunt with the ball over on the left side. Back to Hoxie as they play catch. Back to Hunt, thought about a three. And on the dribble, he'll just push pass over to Bowman. Bowman's now going to kick it back to Hunt. Hunt's going to drive the lane from 10 up, but no good. Fight for the rebound. Coming down with it is Craig Johns. Johns with a lead pass to Stokes. Pops up for three on the buzzer. It's good. Bottom of the net for T.J. Stokes. His second three of the game. Give him 6. Give the Purple Panthers a 32-19 lead. We've come to halftime, and we'll be back after this.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations brought to you by White Variety Store in Coffeen, Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie, Harpull and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro, and by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois. Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnival. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnival.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, we have come to halftime here at Southwestern High School, and in the first half, it's been a game pretty much dominated by the Purple Panthers of Litchfield as they broke out to a 19-10 lead after one period of play, and they increased that by outscoring the Paisaw Birds 13-9 in quarter number two and find themselves leading now here at halftime 32-19 over the green and gold. It's been a game in which the three-point shots have been raining quite frequently, as the Purple Panthers have nailed four threes here in the first half. I saw Birds have a couple of threes of their own. As we look at the individual scoring, first of all, for Litchfield, Dale Valentine, the big 6'3 junior, leading the way with 9 points, as he has a three and three twos, two field goals in the first quarter, a three and a two, two field goals in the second quarter, gives Valentine 9 points here at halftime. Mitch Wilkinson also with 9 points, as he had two twos and a three in the first quarter, then added a deuce in the second quarter, 9 points for Wilkinson as well. 6 points for T.J. Stokes, as he had a three in the first quarter and then a three to end the second quarter. Give him six, and Craig Johns with 6 points as well. He's done it the more conventional way with 3 2-point baskets. The other 2 points coming off the bench from 6'2 junior Tim Osborne, as he hit a field goal in the second quarter. As we said, quarters of 19 and 13, 32 points for the Purple Panthers here at halftime. They have hit four threes. They're 0 for 2 from the free throw line, and they have committed six turnovers. For the Piesaw Birds, they've got a lot of guys scoring, but nobody's scoring too much. Leading the way for the Piesaw Birds is 5'10 junior Nick Bowman, who came off the bench in the second quarter, hit a three and a two. He has five to lead the way for Southwestern. Then it's 3 points each for Rick Sosa, who hit a three in the first quarter. 3 points also for Chris Springman, who hit a field goal and one for two from the free throw line in the first quarter. And then it's 2 points each for Michael Hoxie, Chris Catlett, Jacob Segrist, and Ryan Casting. Quarters of 10 and 9 for the Piesaw Birds. They're 1 for 2 from the free throw line. They've hit a couple of threes, as we said, in the first half, and they've committed 11 turnovers. And so it is here at halftime. The Litchfield Purple Panthers lead the Piesaw Birds 32-19. We'll take another break and be back after this.
Madison Communications is spreading the cheer this holiday season with free activations on all new services added now through December 21st. And when you add Madison's new digital phone service, you can also receive free custom installation, plus free equipment. Keep your same phone number and enjoy unlimited local and long-distance calling. To order, call 1-800-422-4848.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse GeoComfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a GeoComfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a GeoComfort system. Live comfortably.
Hi, this is Don Redeker with Sloan Implement Vandalia. Tax season is here. Take advantage of our present tax laws and keep some of your hard-earned income. Contact Sloan Implement for any equipment changes that you may need. That's Sloan Implement at Carlinville or our new location in Vandalia.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, dump truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Almond Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Rovi Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer.
Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon is the place to go for all your holiday needs. Find Hallmark cards, box cards, and more at Save More Pharmacy. Plus, Save More's one-hour film development center and Sony Picture Station are ready for all your pictures, regular and digital. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the north side of the Square in Verdon.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the balcony on the south side of the gymnasium in Piesaw. Both teams back out on the floor as they are getting some warm-ups in before starting the third quarter. A third quarter which, of course, the Piesaw Birds hope they can reverse the trend of things, as they have scored but 19 points in the first half, 10 in the first quarter, 9 in the second quarter, while giving up 19 and 13 in each quarter for the Purple Panthers. Of course, Litchfield looking to see if they can make that winning streak grow to 5 games in a row. Want to remind you that following tonight's broadcast from here at Piesaw, we'll send you directly to Lincolnwood High School, where Hillsboro and Raymond Lincolnwood are doing battle. Terry Tote will bring you the play-by-play of that. Then tomorrow night, we'll have Fighting Illini basketball on the air as Illinois plays host to Oakland University. Live coverage comes your way at 6:30 tomorrow night on WSMI-FM 106. Then Friday night, we'll have a high school boys basketball doubleheader as we'll start things off with Pena at Litchfield. The live battle will take place at 7:30 on WSMI-FM 106 from Litchfield High School. That game will be followed by the game between the Pawnee Indians and the North Mac Panthers, as Pawnee is at North Mac. Broadcast time scheduled to be about 9 o'clock on WSMI-FM 106, and that'll be Friday night, a doubleheader. Pena at Litchfield live, Pawnee at North Mac as our second game Friday night. Saturday morning, of course, I want to remind you to tune in to WSMI Sports Saturday live at 9:05 on FM 106. Sunday, then, we also have more Illinois basketball, Colorado, and a game coming your way at 4:30 on Sunday on WSMI FM 106. So lots of action coming your way. And, of course, these basketball games that we're bringing you, the high school variety, are also streamed over the Internet. And you can go to WSMIRadio.com to find out how you could not only listen to that on the Internet, but also if you'd like to listen to it later on, you can get a copy of it and listen to it at your leisure, as they say. Well, we're down to the final minute as both teams are heading back to the sidelines to get some final instructions. And as we said, the Fiasaw Birds trailing 32-19. Coach Jason Darr just picked up his first win of the season last Saturday night when they defeated Freeburg in the Lebanon tournament 59-48. So he's looking to see if he can get win number two in his varsity career. And, of course, Andy Kassebaum sitting at 5-1, looking for victory number six on this young season this year, as he has a good situation right now with his Purple Panthers out in front, 32-19 here at halftime. Nobody in really serious foul trouble. The big boy, Dale Valentine, has a couple. Last one, a bit of a silly foul. I'm sure he would agree. And we'll start the third quarter out with the Purple Panthers getting the ball. They will be headed from right to left as we look down on the floor or to the west basket here in the Faisal Birds Gymnasium, which runs east and west. Hall with the ball over on the wing. They'll skip it into Johns at the high post as he flies. He can't do anything with it, so he'll kick it back up top to Stokes. Stokes in the corner to Valentine, back up top to Stokes. Stokes swings it across the hull. Hull into the corner to Johns. Johns looks for the rotating post inside. Nothing going on there, so they'll take it around the shell, take it around the perimeter. Back up top to Stokes, over on the wing to Hull. He's tired of passing. He said, I'll shoot the three. It won't go. Springman comes down with the board for the Faisal Birds. Good patience there for Litchfield as they passed the ball around the horn two or three times, but simply couldn't get anything to go inside, and the three-point shot would not fall. Southwestern trailing by 13, gets the ball and heads down against the 2-1-2 zone of the Purple Panthers. Sosa on the dribble, swings it over to Hunt on the left side, to Hoxie, down the left corner, back up top to Hunt, now to Sosa. Sosa looks to Bowman. Bowman had 5 points in that first half. He'll hit Springman. Springman's going to drive that baseline and goes right up against Valentine for a nice two-pointer off the glass for Chris Springman. Valentine, of course, not wanting to pick up that third foul too quickly. More or less just held his ground and stood firm. Springman went over the top. And after Chris is point number five on the night. 32-21, 11-point lead for the Purple Panthers. Johns with the ball, looks for a backdoor cut. Nobody was coming across, so he'll swing it back up top to Stokes. Stokes now to Johns, to Wilkinson from the free throw line. Stop, pop, yes. Wilkinson is the first Purple Panther in double figures as he drops that 15-foot jump shot and gives him 11 points on the night. 34-21, Panthers with that 13-point lead. We've played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Sosa to the corner to Springman. Springman's going to try the same move that he made before. Valentine kind of gets in his way, and as he tries to struggle across him, he shuffles those feet for turnover number 12 on SWHS. Or as some people like to say, SHS. Whatever you wish. Purple Panthers have the ball. Johns has it on the baseline right side. His shot is errant. Bowman blocks out Valentine, and Sosa comes down with a rebound. That'll go to Bowman in the corner. He'll spot up for three. Bomb! of the net. Nick Bowman, kind of built like a fire plug, if I might say so. 5'10", very solid. He has a couple of threes and a two. Give him 8 points. Faisal Birds back within 10, 34-24. Johns from the free throw line stops, pops it, drops. As Greg Johns gets his 8th point of the ball game. He had 4 in the first, 2 in the second, now 2 in the third. And it's a dozen-point lead for the Purple Panthers once again. To Hoxie. Hoxie going to drive against the defense. Gives it off to Springman. Springman has his shot blocked by Valentine. Gets it back. Puts it back in. Chris Springman, a 6'3 junior, showing a little bit of determination there. Because he had his block, or his shot blocked, but got his own rebound. Back the other way, Wilkinson knew that was going to be short, so he chased down his own rebound. Then fighting for it, it comes off to Hull. Hull has one roll off the rim. It won't go. And then Valentine, with a tip in, is good. Big Dale Valentine gets his 11th point of the night as he simply finessed his way, powered his way up, and then finessed with that right hand, fingertip roll right across on the tip end. Back to Bowman it goes. He's going to stop and pop and pin. Comes up short. Can't get his rebound, but it goes off to Springman. Springman underneath the basket has his shot go a little too strong. Bowman knocks it off of Wilkinson. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Purple Panthers. 4:24 shown on the third quarter clock. 38-26. Litchfield with a lead. Into Bowman. Nick takes it on the dribble up between the circles, picks up his dribble, gives it over to Hoxie on the wing to Springman, low on the post, off the glass, no good. Valentine has the reach over, and he's going to pick up his third foul. Springman showing a little bit more determination to go inside against the big guy, and Valentine obliges. I think he's going to have a seat. Looks like Osborne's going to come in at the next stoppage of play, but the Birds inbounds before the transition happens. Back it goes to Springman. His shot no good. Hunt with a three. It won't go either. Hoxie gets the rebound. Give it to Bowman from the head of the key. It won't go. Faisal Burrs over three. Can't buy a basket, but they're getting the rebound. Back out top it goes to Sosa. Sosa being guarded by Hull, the freshman on the sophomore. Over on the wing, down in the corner, it goes to Hoxie. Hoxie being guarded by Wilkinson. Looks inside, finds Springman. Springman there. Johns blocks the shot. It goes almost out of bounds, but Wilkins is able to save it. And then Bowman on the reach-in going to be called for the foul. So Bowman's going to pick up the foul, and now Osborne will replace Valentine in the Purple Panther lineup. Litchfield will inbound with 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. 38-26, Purple Panthers by 12. Stokes, the 5'11 junior, brings it across midcourt on the dribble. Swings it to Hull. Hull down in the corner goes to Osborne. Osborne swings it back up top. Wilkinson sliced out on the wing on the right side, and instead, a screen by John is going to be to no avail because the coach wants a 30-second timeout. 38-26, Litchfield by 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Farmer-owned Prairie Farms Eggnog is back in your grocer's dairy case for the holidays. Made with fresh eggs and the freshest milk. To make your eggnog even more special, whip some Farmer-owned Prairie Farms cream. Gently fold it into the cold eggnog and top with a sprinkle of nutmeg or cinnamon. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Volker up here on the balcony on the south side of the gym. I saw Birds come out last of the in the timeout as the Purple Panthers are already the inbound. They'll kick it into Osborne. Nope, Osborne's going to go set a screen. Instead, he'll go to Stokes in the corner. Stokes to Johns. Johns back to Stokes in the left corner. TJ's going to bring it back up and set a 1-4 low offense. He'll give the ball off to Osborne, who comes up high. Now to Johns. John's going to kick it over to Hull. Oh, nice backdoor cut inside. Stokes is open as he shoots. Springman comes up from behind, got the top of the ball, but evidently got the body as well. As Jimmy Johnson says, got him on the hand. Springman's going to pick up his first, and he's going to come over and explain to Jason Darr. And Coach Darr is going to say, I thought he came down on top of that ball totally. He smiles a little bit like, could you give us a break? And the break goes T.J. Stokes' way as he hits the first free throw, giving him 7 points. T.J. is going to try another one, take a couple dribbles, spins that ball. Now he eyes it. Now he tries it. Now he buys it. 8 points on the night for T.J. 2:55 to go, third quarter. 40-26. It's a 14-point lead for the Purple Panthers. Sosa picks up his dribble, makes a long pass to Springman. Springman falling out of bounds, has to kick it all the way back across to Bowman, who swings it back up top. Sosa thought about a three, not there, decides to pull it out on the dribble, and they'll reset the offense. Hyasaw Birds trailing by 14 with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Bowman tried to go inside to Springman, and that's turnover number 13 on the Hyasaw Birds. Back the other way, T.J. Stokes gets ahead of the defense. The lead pass is good. He has his 10th point as three Purple Panthers are in double figures now, 42-26. It's a 16-point lead for the Litchfield Purple Panthers as Coach Darr says, I'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here and remind you that following this ball game, we'll take you to Lincolnwood High School where Hillsboro and Raymond Lincolnwood are doing battle. That broadcast schedule to come your way somewhere around the 9 o'clock hour, but it looks like it may come your way a little bit earlier. We'll go there as soon as we're done here. Terry Tote with all the play-by-plays. Hillsboro and Lincolnwood coming up next. And then, of course, tomorrow night, Fighting Illini are on the air as Illinois plays host to Oakland University. Live coverage comes your way at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night on WSMI FM 106. And then a reminder, Friday night, it'll be a high school boys basketball doubleheader. Pena at Litchfield live at 7:30 on FM 106 to be followed by Pawnee at North Mac to come your way at about 9 o'clock on FM 106 Friday night. Back to live action we go as the Hyasaw Birds will inbound. Comes into Hoxie. Hoxie looks in to Bowman. Bowman tried to throw the skip pass across, throws it right into the hands of the Purple Panthers, who then return the favor and throw it right back to the Hyasaw Birds. 14 miscues on the Hyasaw Birds, 3 here in the third quarter. 7 miscues on the Purple Panthers. That was their first of the second half. Hunt going to drive down the left side. Now he'll kick it back out to Hoxie. Hoxie nice through the defense and just kind of slivers through there but can't get the shot to drop. Wilkinson comes up with a loose ball for the Purple Panthers. Now he'll kick it off to Johns in the corner. Johns going to take the shot. Wilkinson's going to get the rebound. His putback no good. Fighting for the rebound. Sosa comes away with it. Going to be a reach-in foul called against the Purple Panthers. Is this one to go against Craig Johns on the reach-in? It'll be his first, and that, I believe, is the second team foul against the Purple Panthers here in the second half. Robinson and Donahoe going to come into the ball game as Johns and Stokes will have a seat for the Purple Panthers. So it'll be Adam Donahoe, the 5'11 senior, up top with Alex Hull, the 6'1 freshman. Ian Robinson sits in one corner. Wilkinson sits in the middle. And down low is Tim Osborne on the far wing. Hoxie up top for the Hyasaw Birds has Bowman on one wing, has Sosa on the other wing. Bowman's going to kick it over to Sosa. Sosa's going to drive through, double pump, scoop shot no good. Coming away with the rebound is Alex Hull. The freshman comes down on the dribble, now a bounce pass. He'll lead it to Wilkinson. Did a little shot fake there, gives it off to Robinson. Robinson with a nice move around the defender. It won't go. The rebound comes off to Wilkinson. His shot won't go, but he's going to go to the free throw line as the foul is going to be called on the Hyasaw Birds, and it'll send Wilkinson to the free throw line to shoot two as Chris Springman is going to pick up his second foul. Wilkinson with 11 points. Still with 11 as he misses the first free throw. Catlett replaces Bowman in the Hyasaw Bird lineup, and Casting will come in for Springman. As Wilkinson, sitting on 11, looking for number 12, will get one more free throw. Inside the final minute, 46 seconds to go as he eyes it. Now he tries it. Nope, can't buy it. He went chasing after it before it hit the rim, so it'll be a violation on the Purple Panthers on the free throw. And so the ball would go over to the Hyasaw Birds. 42-26, Litchfield by 16. Give the ball back to the Hyasaw Birds. Hoxie over on the right wing, swings it back up top to Catlett. Catlett to Sosa. He went back to Catlett, who had cut through. Didn't make any difference. Hoxie's able to save it for him. Hoxie now on the dribble. Robinson's guarding him. Now trying to take it away from him was Alex Hull. And he reached in with the left hand and got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Alex going to pick up his first. Catlett will inbound for the Hyasaw Birds. Gives it to Sosa. We're down to the final 20 seconds of the third quarter. Catlett in the right corner. Posting low, is Casting. He has on him in there Mason Steffens, who's in the ballgame, the 6'2 sophomore. Does a good job of the interior defense there. He's wrapping that low post. They can't get the ball into him. Steffens continuing to move those feet. Now Sosa's going to try a long three-pointer on the buzzer. It's no good. And after three quarters of play here at Southwestern High School, our scoreboard reads Litchfield 42, Southwestern 26. Back to the fourth quarter after this.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Ladies, this might be the most important commercial you hear all season. Stop by your local McKay Napa store and pick up a gift that your man will really use. This season we have great Christmas deals on tool sets, all types and sizes, air compressors, bed liner kits, car vices, and we have many, many more great gift ideas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tom Williams, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker. We're ready for fourth quarter action as the Picel Birds will inbound to start the fourth quarter. They find themselves on the short end of a 42-26 count. They trail by 16 points here as we enter the final 8 minutes. Pass deflected by Stokes goes out of bounds. Sosa very wisely pulls his hands back and lets the ball go out of bounds. And so it'll still be Picel Bird ball. Segrist in the lineup, gives the ball off on the wing to Sosa. Sosa couldn't decide whether to go left or right, so he passed the ball right between the legs of the Litchfield defender. Now it'll swing around to the other side, Casting inside. Nice move off the glass, got the pass. Ryan Casting gets two, give him four. And now Segrist comes up with a steal and off the glass, and it's good. And the Picel Birds have come up with four quick points here to start the fourth quarter to draw back to within 12. And quickly, Coach Kassebaum says, this isn't the way this is supposed to go. Let's take a timeout. As Coach Kassebaum takes a break, we will too. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Well, number 182 was the lucky winner tonight, the winner of the 50-50 drawing. Took a little bit of extended time with a timeout to make sure the crowd was notified, and hopefully one lucky person is going to walk away with a little bit of extra cash of what they come in for. Now the Purple Panthers going back the other way. A nice diagonal pass there off to Tim Osborne, and Osborne takes the pass from Hull and makes the easy shot, giving him his second points of the game, give him four. Back the other way to the Picel Birds. Shot won't drop. Donahoe on the rebound comes away with it for the Purple Panthers. Adam Donahoe, a 5'11 senior, coming down, gives it off to Robinson. Ian at the left elbow to Valentine, thinking about a three. Yes! Bottom of the net for Big Dale Valentine. His second tray of the night, give him 14 points. Give the Purple Panthers a 17-point lead. 47-30, Segrist on the drive. Kicks it off to Hunt for three on the left side. It won't go. Purple Panthers fight over the rebound. He goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Picel Birds. John's going to re-enter the lineup. So it will be Wilkinson in there with Johns and Valentine, Stokes and Hall, the original starting five for Litchfield, as they lead by 17 here with 6:19 to go. Sosa to Segrist. Segrist comes in, dribbles into the middle, gets the defense to draw to him, then kicks it over to Hunt. Hunt tries to throw the ball back. Segrist can't throw it back to him, and it goes off of him. Turnover number 15 on the Faisal Birds. We'll walk down the other way, and as they drive to the basket, it's going to be a foul against the Faisal Birds. It'll go against Jacob Segrist. It'll be his first, and it'll send the rookie, Alex Hull, to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Alex, the lefty, comes up short on that first free throw. He's the only starter for the Purple Panthers who has scored. Bowman replaces Segrist in the lineup. We'll see if we can get Hull on the scorebook here as he tries that second free throw. He eyes it. He tries it. He buys it. Rolled around and round and round. Finally went down. Give him one. Makes it 48-30. Litchfield lead is 18 as we're inside 6 minutes. Bowman with the ball over on the right wing. Kicks it back out top to Hunt. Hunt returns it to Bowman. Bowman looking in the post. He gets the skip pass, goes over to Sosa on the far side. Sosa on the left wing, reverses the ball back to Bowman on the right wing. Skip pass back to Sosa. They're playing handy over. Into the corner, it goes to Casting to Catlett. Catlett has the ball poked away, taken away there. Nice play by Hull. Kicked out to Johns, and then Johns travels as he goes down the floor. Turnover number 9 on LHS, turnover number 16 on the Faisal Birds. 5 in the second half for the Faisal Birds. 3 in the second half for Litchfield. 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-30. Litchfield with the lead. Faisal Birds with the ball. Down in the corner, Sosa facing a double team. Going to bounce it off the Purple Panther's leg and out of bounds. So it'll continue to be Southwestern ball. Down in the corner, they'll have to chase it back out of the locker room. Catlett comes out with it, gives it to Dwight Moore, one of the three officials tonight. Rick Angel, Jimmy Johnson, the other two. Three-man officiating crew here this evening. With the ball, Casting, passes it to Sosa. Sosa on the dribble, kicks it over to Bowman. Bowman decides to go left, gives it off to Hunt. Hunt with a push pass to Sosa. Sosa looking to see if he can get it to Catlett inside. Nothing going on there, so he'll swing it back around the other way. Now they'll go back up top. Now to Bowman. Into the corner, it goes to Casting. He'll spot up from three. No good. Coming away with the rebound, Wilkinson. He'll pull up the dribble, give it off to Stokes. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter, 48-30. 18-point lead for the Purple Panthers, looking to extend their record to 6-1. Now Stokes drives down, kicks it off to Valentine, runs over a Faisal Bird. No foul, no call. Valentine, easy put back there with the using the glass for his fifth point of the quarter, his 16th point of the night. Now they're going the other way. It's Casting who goes up a little strong off the glass. His shot won't fall. 50-30. It's a 20-point lead as Springland will replace Casting in the Faisal Bird lineup. And the Faisal Birds will inbound under their own basket. Hunt, the trigger man, gives it in to Springman. Springman going to try to do that baseline move again against Valentine. Not there, so he'll kick it out to Sosa. Sosa's going to stop at the free throw line. Off-balance jumper, no good. Rebound by Wilkinson. Long pass to Johns. Johns off the glass and good. Give Johns easy, too, but give Wilkinson a great assist there. 4:04 to go in the fourth quarter. 52-30 is the Panther lead. 60-second timeout for the Faisal Birds. We'll take a 60-second break as well.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Tarkett, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Welcome back to Southwestern High School. Timeout's over. We're back to live action. 22-point lead for the Purple Panthers as Sigrist brings the ball down against the pressure defense as the Purple Panthers have dropped back a little bit on the pressure. They give it off to Hoxie. Hoxie swings it over to Reedy. His shot's no good, but there's Hoxie with a putback. And for Michael Hoxie, his second basket of the night. Give him 4 points. Makes it a 20-point game, 52-32. As Philip Reedy has entered the ball game for the Paisaw Birds. Reedy, a 6'1 sophomore. Johns with the ball out of the three-point line. He'll kick it off to Hull. Hull's going to drive the lane. Little finger roll will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Coming up with it is Tyler Helwig, the 6-foot junior. Back the other way goes the Paisaw Birds. Sigrist facing a double team. Tries to kick the ball off to Hoxie. And Hoxie can't handle it. Turnover number 17 on Southwestern. Inbounding it will be Alex Hull. He'll give it off to Stokes. TJ brings it down on the dribble as we approach the three-minute mark. 52-32, Purple Panthers with a 20-point lead. Valentine for three, bottom of the net. As Dale has picked up his second three of the fourth quarter, gives him 8 points in the fourth quarter and 19 points for the game. Reedy is going to try to drive on him, and as he goes around him, Valentine is going to be called for his fourth foul. I'm sorry, I guess they're not going to call that on Valentine. It's at 20. As Stokes and Valentine are going to have a seat, as Donahoe and Osborne will come into the ballgame, and now Ian Robinson will replace Craig Johns. So the subs have taken over here in the late going. Sigrist's going to fire up a three. It won't go. Helwig with a rebound. He'll kick it back out to Sigrist. Thought about a three. Didn't take it. Instead, he'll kick it back over to Mueller. As J.P. Mueller is in the ball game. He missed the shot. They'll go quickly the other way. And Alex Hull comes up with a bucket. So he has a bucket and a free throw here in the fourth quarter. And there's going to be a foul called on Hull on the reach-in. And for Alex, that's going to be his second. One, two, three, four. I believe that's five team fouls. Yes. As Mueller sitting over there on the far side. He's a freshman in the ball game. Hoxie comes up with a steal. Turnover number 10 on Litchfield. Back the other way they'll go. Sigrist with a reverse layup. Rolls off the glass. It won't go. Mueller had it. Mueller lost it. That'll be turnover number 18 on the Paisaw Birds. Back the other way, it's Osborne with the ball in the corner. He'll swing it back up top to Hull. Alex now kicks it off to Wilkinson. Wilkinson to Robinson. Robinson looking for the reverse cutter inside. Nothing going on there. He'll reverse it to Donahoe. Adam looking for somebody inside. Instead, he'll give it to Osborne over on the right wing. Back to the left side, it goes to Hull. Into the corner to Donahoe. Down to a minute 30 we go. Donahoe patiently takes it back outside to Hull. His shot comes up a little short. Paisaw Birds' J.P. Mueller comes up with the rebound. And the Southwestern Paisaw Birds head back the other way. Quickly, steal takes place there by Adam Donahoe. He's going to go coast to coast. No, he'll pull up. Now he'll look for a feeder. He'll give it to Robinson. His shot's short. Comes up with his own rebound. It still won't go. Mueller now comes up with the rebound, but he's out of bounds. Mason Steffens comes into the lineup for Coach Andy Kassebaum, as Mitch Wilkinson's night is probably complete. As a Litchfield substitute was reporting to the desk, Donahoe thought they were going to stop the play. They didn't. Eric Donahoe gets to come into the ball game, as Hull will have a seat. And that'll go down as turnover number 11 on the Purple Panthers. Down to the final minute we go, 57-32, 25-point lead for the Purple Panthers. As we said, the Piesaw Birds, their four previous defeats have been by 20 points plus, and this one looks like it may be headed the same way. Mueller misses a three-pointer, but the rebound comes back out to him. Into 45 seconds we go. Off to Helwig. Back around to the other side to Hoxie. Hoxie drives through the lane. It's up, and it's good. Michael Hoxie with his second basket of the quarter, give him 6 points for the game, makes it 57-34, 23-point lead for the Purple Panthers, 28 seconds to go. Into the wing, they'll go. Steffens with the ball. He'll give it off to Osborne. Osborne to Robinson for three. Bottom of the net. Ian Robinson drains the tray, his first points of the game, makes it 60-34. Litchfield going to pick up win number six tonight, as they'll go to 6-1 on the season, 2-0 in conference play, as they will host the Pena Panthers Friday night. Shot is up by the Piesaw Birds. It's off the edge of the rim. Then as Seegers tries to tip it back up, he tips it out of bounds. And they're going to let the time expire and say that's the way the game ends. And so the final score of this one will be Litchfield 60 and Southwestern 34. We'll be back to recap after this.
UJ's Corner Convenience Stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis. Open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
Hi, this is Brad Voll with Shipman Elevator Company. We now have the ability for on-the-farm contact to address all of your grain marketing needs. Call us with any questions or to set up an appointment at 618-729-9009. 618-729-9009.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call, and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morseville. Member FDIC.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, the Verdon Dairy Queen, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield, and by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC, and the community.
Hi, this is Dan with Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Do you have a vision for your property? Let us complete your ideas by spring. Order now to take advantage of our lower prices for construction this winter. You'll get more building for less and move in by spring when you participate in Morton's limited time winter work promotion. Call us in Litchfield today at 324-2002 or go to mortonbuildings.com.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Welcome back to Southwestern High School one more time, as this one is in the books. this South Central Conference affair goes to the Litchfield Purple Panthers to the tune of 60-34 over the Piesaw Birds tonight. With the win, Litchfield improves to 6-1 overall, 2-0 in South Central Conference play. They will next entertain Pena Friday night in a game you can hear live right here on FM 106. For the Piesaw Birds, they suffer their fifth loss of the season. They drop to 1-5 and 0-1 in South Central Conference play. Next up for the Piesaw Birds will be a trip to Marquette next Tuesday night. As we look at the individual scoring this evening, first of all, for the victorious Litchfield Purple Panthers, they were led by their big 6'3 junior, Dale Valentine, who had 19 points tonight, as he had three threes and totaled 19 points, all from the field. No free throws for Dale Valentine, the big 6'3 junior, as he is the game's leading scorer tonight with 19 points. Also in double figures for Litchfield, 6'2 junior Mitch Wilkinson chipped in with 11 points, those all coming through the first three quarters, and T.J. Stokes with 10 points, those coming in the first three quarters as well. Stokes with a couple of threes, Wilkinson with one three. Also in double figures, Craig Johns, the 6'3 senior, finished with 10 points tonight, and 4 points for Tim Osborne off the bench, 3 points for Ian Robinson off the bench, and the final 3 points from Alex Hall, the freshman who scored all three in the fourth quarter with a field goal and 1-for-2 from the free throw line. For the Purple Panthers tonight, they were 3-for-8 from the free throw line, and they committed 11 turnovers in the game. And as we said, the Purple Panthers see their overall record improve to 6-1, and they're now 2-0 in South Central Conference play. Next up for Litchfield, the home encounter with the Pena Panthers Friday night. And as we said, you can hear that game live here on WSMI FM 106. For the Southwestern Piesaw Birds, their overall record dropping to 1-5 on the season, 0-1 in South Central Conference play. They were led tonight by 5'10 junior Nick Bowman, who came off the bench and in the middle quarters hit a couple of threes and a two to lead the way with 8 points for the Piesaw Birds tonight. Then it was 7 points for Chris Springman, the 6'3 junior, 6 points for Michael Hoxie, the 6-foot junior, and then 4 points each off the bench for Jacob Segrist, and off the bench for Ryan Casting as well, 4 points, 3 points for Ricky Sosa, and 2 points for Chris Catlett. For the Piesaw Birds, quarters of 10, 9, 7, and 8, they were but 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight, and the Piesaw Birds committed 18 turnovers. And so it is that the Litchfield Purple Panthers extend their winning streak to 5. The Piesaw Birds' one-game winning streak is snapped here this evening as the Litchfield Purple Panthers are victorious to the tune of 60-34. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of our sponsors for making high school basketball possible. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio, Tom Williams, for producing tonight's game. One final time from here at Piesaw, this is Gary Boker saying our final score, Litchfield 60, Southwestern 34. So long from the hard court, and now we'll send you to Lincolnwood High School.